Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hall of Famer Paul Charchian, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Charch, good to have you on the show, my man. People need some help. And by people, I mean me, and I mean a lot of our listeners a couple weeks away from playoffs. And I am not currently in a playoff spot in any of my leagues. We're on the fence. We're right there on the edge. We need some help. Yeah, it's not been a good year so far.
And welcome back. And hi, Jay.
Hello, George.
Nice to talk to you again. I see, so Cody is out. Is it, do I understand correctly that it's a hernia?
Hernia surgery. He'll be back Wednesday, yes.
Soft.
Wow. That is a stirring tribute to Dwayne Bowe by dropping his balls.
Paul Charchian, I like it. Well done. How about we talk about AJ Brown? Because thinking of issues, we played the audio. Everybody's well aware of it by now. We discussed his contract, and maybe he's an off-season trade candidate. Mm-hmm. What about fantasy football wise? What do you do here? Because he was a top pick, I think, even for me in one of my leagues.
We've got a term. When you outright drop a big name frustrating player, we call that the sabotage drop. The sabotage drop is the boldest of fantasy football moves, totally incompatible with the innate cowardice of 95% of fantasy managers. And this would be a sabotage drop. AJ Brown is a huge name. And had you sabotage dropped AJ Brown after week one when he had his 8-yard gain, you'd have been better off for it. And whoever picked up Brown would have been worse for it. And normally, I would say, be bold. Let's drop A.J. Brown. Let's take his advice. But here's the problem. Coming up the next three games, it's Lions, Cowboys, Bears. They rank 27th, 30th, and dead last in wide receiver fantasy points allowed. I got a Cowboys game looming. I can't drop A.J. Brown knowing he's a week away from playing the Cowboys. So I right now I'm saying we're not going to follow AJ Brown's advice. We're going to hold. You might start him against the Lions. But let me ask you this, Alex and Jay, do you believe at AJ Brown's level, squeaky wheels usually get the grease?
Yes, but not this situation because they're still winning. And I think they'll point to the Super Bowl and winning record. Mm-hmm. So usually they get greased, but in this situation, I don't think he is.
7-2. Alex?
No, I think he's actually going to have a big game this weekend. And this is what happens. We start to talk about dropping a player and all that. I actually think he absolutely is going to have a big game on Sunday. Sunday night.
Nationally televised game. Your offensive coordinator, Eagles offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo, it's not the hot seat. The seat's literally on fire, and you're sitting in it just roasting. He's got to get the offense right. Yes, they are winning games, but it's obvious this offense is performing at a level that is a fraction of what it was last year. And remember, just 2 years ago, they had Brian Johnson as their offensive coordinator in Philadelphia for 1 year. That didn't work out. He's gone. And that's what Kevin Petullo is looking at if he doesn't get things back on track. And he's only got so many levers to pull. A.J. Brown's one of them. I think against a struggling Lions secondary, I think he is going to have a, I think he's going to have a bounce back game. Lions, and if not, then Cowboys the week after. So I'm not following his advice. Normally, I don't let A.J. Brown really cater to my existence in any way and what he may want. So I'm not going to do it here either. I'm not listening to A.J. Brown.
Speaking of confusion, the Packers are extremely confusing, good or bad. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love struggling, but is he startable against the Giants?
Maybe if they paid him more, he'd be better.
Maybe. I think we all would.
A lot of things have gone wrong for Jordan Love. And I'm going to give you this sort of a fantasy spin that I think outlines part of the problem with Jordan Love. And you can tell me if you think it's just too fantasy-centric. We love touchdowns. Going back 20 Jordan Love games to, you know, which is, I think, October of last year, 20 games, he's thrown 23 touchdowns. To put it, that's, you know, he's 1.1 touchdowns per game. That is Trevor Lawrence. That is Mac Jones. Jordan Love's the second highest paid quarterback in the league. I mean, at some point, you know, this is not about just rounding out my fantasy box score. You're an NFL team. You need touchdowns, and you've got to be passing for some of them. You know, as great as the running game for Green Bay can be, your quarterback can't be throwing a touchdown a game. That is not success in the NFL. And yes, there are excuses to be made for Jordan Love, but I'm kind of tired of it. I mean, last year it was injuries at wide receiver. It was his groin injury. This year it's injuries at wide receiver. Now he's got an injury at tight end. He's got now a center. Elton Jenkins just got knocked out. I mean, there are excuses there, but great quarterbacks, especially ones making $55 million a year, have to be able to overcome some of that. And we are getting just bad play from Jordan Love right now. And with this Giants game coming up this week, the way you beat the Giants is you just run on them all day. So I don't even think the volume is going to be there for Love. I think the Packers are just going to try to get Love on an efficient, low-volume game, rebuild some confidence, and let Josh Jacobs run him to victory.
We're talking to Paul Charchian here on 96.5 The Fan. As you know, huge game on Sunday afternoon, Chiefs-Broncos. This is one we've been discussing from a divisional perspective. It's clearly a must-win for Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes has been very, very good here this year. Fantasy football-wise, also been great. Yep. This is a very good Broncos defense, though. Yeah. Is he still... I guess it depends on who your backup is, right? But is he still a guy you have to start?
Not quite. He's my quarterback 8, so maybe not. And, you know, the downside is significant. So first tell me this. How big is this game? Is this a must-win game?
Yes.
Because I think the 9-year run as AFC West champs is over if you lose.
Absolutely.
You say yes. Yep. A must-win game. And in as much as a week 11 game can be, right, this is absolutely critical. No Patrick Surtain for the Broncos. But even in these last two games without Patrick Surtain, they haven't given up a passing touchdown. So they haven't missed him that much. But the real story is their pass rush is just so good. This team has 14 more sacks than the next closest team. The Broncos are on a historic pace for quarterback pressures. Their quarterback pressure rate is 43%, which is just staggering. And so far this year, Mahomes and your Chiefs are 1-3 when the opposing pressure rate is 25% or more. Again, they're coming in at 43%. So this is a tricky one. Sean Payton and Vance Joseph have crafted well against Mahomes. The three games that he's played over the last 2 years, he's only thrown two touchdowns in those games. So really, really tricky spot in what figures to be a low-scoring game. Let me ask you this. Is Isaiah Pacheco going to be able to return for this one?
Doesn't feel like it. Didn't practice yesterday. We'll find out here in a short while. Actually, I should check here to see if he's practicing today. Doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it right now, unfortunately. So we'd love to have that. We'd love to have that back. And that is one of the ways you can. They're also a really good run defense, by the way. But if you're going to attack the Broncos one way, it is on the ground and to a lesser degree with your tight ends, you can get a little bit of something done. So, you know, maybe we're going to see a little more Travis Kelce than we have the past few weeks.
Charge teams that are bad against tight ends as far as fantasy football is concerned, Jags, Dolphins, Colts, but nobody as bad as the Cincinnati Bengals historically bad against tight ends. Is that a must start against the Bengals?
Cincinnati on pace to be the worst tight end defense in the history of the league.
That's awesome.
Alex and Jay, do you know the number for the perfect passer rating? Do you know the perfect passer rating number? And no shame if you don't.
158.3, isn't it?
That's right, 158.3. Here's the passer rating on balls thrown to tight ends against Cincinnati. 153. The Bengals are dead last with 12 tight end touchdowns allowed this year. Now, I know for a lot of your listeners, that it's hard to know if that's a lot or a little. This would be the most tight end. They're on pace for the most tight end touchdowns allowed. They've given up 12 tight end touchdowns, as I mentioned, in 9 games. Most seasons, no team gives up 12 tight end touchdowns all year. And they've already given up 12 this season in 9 games. And where it gets really interesting is this week, and it's also annoying. They're playing the Steelers. So you're like, okay, Steelers tight ends. But the annoying part is they got 3 different tight ends. So you can't know for sure. Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth, and the elephantine Darnell Washington. Somebody's going to get paid here. It's hard to know who because they divvy up those tight end, the tight end usage almost one-third. So it's a tricky spot, but all 3 of those guys potentially sitting on very good games.
All right, Thursday Night Football charge, Jets, Patriots, going to be maybe a little nasty weather-wise. Drake May, though, is the real deal. He's a co-favorite to win MVP right now. Certainly been very good fantasy football-wise. He's just a must start every week now?
Every week, no matter what, and certainly against the Jets, no Quinnen Williams, no Sauce Gardner. This is a great opportunity for him. I'm going to give you 2 stats that highlight his great season. He's number 2 in completion percentage, which is awesome, but you can do that throwing dink and dunk underneath stuff like Tua is always great in completion percentage, but May is throwing the 2nd longest pass in the NFL and he's 2nd best in completion percentage, multiple touchdowns in 8 of the last 9 games. And he's doing it with an offensive line that is not good. May's absorbed the 2nd most sacks, you know, and maybe because he got used to it. Cause when he was at North Carolina, he had a horrible offensive line that was getting him killed and he just got accustomed to finding ways out of that situation. So no Sauce Gardner, no Quinnen Williams. You know, he should have time in the pocket. He should have advantageous matchups downfield. Drake May is my number 1 ranked quarterback for this week.
Ramondre Stevenson ruled out. Patriots rookie running back Trevion Henderson, great backfield he came out of, gets another start against a bad, bad New York run defense, obviously completely opposite of the Patriots' best.
Exactly. It is a bad run defense. And did you guys see Trevion Henderson had 2 breakaway runs last week? Did you guys see what he did on the 2nd breakaway run?
I did not. No.
So it's going to be like a 60-yard run. He's going down the sideline and he's got so much space between him and the next closest defender. At about the 20-yard line, he turns and looks at his coaching staff to see if they want him to score or
yeah,
go
score
down.
Out, yep.
And so he veers to the middle of the field to buy a little bit more time. He gets the score nod, and then he runs into the touchdown. Unbelievable. Trevion Henderson, insanely fast on both of those breakaway runs. He hit 21 miles per hour at the Jets defense, already bad. They traded away Quinnen Williams. They've allowed a touchdown and or 100 yards to opposing runners in 7 of 9 games. This is a great spot for Trevion Henderson.
Last one for you, sticking with the running backs. Breece Hall, obviously the trade rumors at the deadline, including here in Kansas City, ends up staying put. He's going up against a pretty darn good rush defense, though, tonight.
Jay alluded to this. It is awesome. This is the story nobody's telling about the Patriots. They've got Drake May, and that's awesome. They're the number 1 run defense in the NFL. No back has topped 53 yards.
It's by like 10 yards a game in it. I mean, that's how good they've been.
Yes. No runner has scored since week 3. They're giving up 3.2 yards per carry to opposing runners. Wow. That's insane. And the Patriots rank number 2 in yards before contact of Breece Hall. I mean, Jets are, they're 12.5 point underdogs. This thing could go against, not only that are you facing the best run defense in the NFL, but the Jets could be behind by 2 scores early in this game. And Breece Hall could just be a non-factor here.
Last one, just from a texter, a couple people asked about Zay Flowers. Rashad White or Flowers in flex, full point PPR?
Flowers has a brutal matchup. I don't love this one for the Ravens. And, you know, he always suffers from very inconsistent volume. That's the other part that's always problematic, unfortunately, is, you know, he's got to make do with six-ish targets a game, and he hasn't scored since the opener. So, yeah, we're just going to low-scoring game. Browns giving up – they're playing the Browns in Cleveland. Cleveland's giving up 13 points per game in home games. So, yeah, we're going to avoid the Zay Flowers. He's got other good options out there.
Good stuff. Good stuff as always from Charge. Appreciate it. There you go. Paul Charchian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.